Hello, GWA. It's, what's my name? I'm sorry. It's Colorfully Curvy. And I'm going to be doing the mixer questionnaire. Yeah. That's pretty much it. So I'm gonna get right into that. Okay, so do post tags matter, or do you just read the title? Okay, so I mean, post tags do matter. I'm gonna say that because me personally, I'm not gonna pick on audio that has the anal tag because I don't like doing anal. I just don't. It hurts. I don't. So tags do matter to me. I mean, male or female doesn't really matter, but other than that, yeah, I mean, I do read the titles because titles are important too. I'm not gonna leave that out. Titles are important. Okay. Next question. How much time do you spend making / editing an audio? Depending on the script, pretty much. I don't really spend that much time on it because I don't edit mine. I usually just leave them, and I fuck up sometimes, and I just leave them. So that's pretty much it. Okay, so I don't really spend that much time on it. Okay, next question. What are the pros and cons of recording? Okay, so pros, you get to turn people on, and that makes me happy knowing that I have such an effect on people. That just makes me really happy. Oh god, that's the dominant side coming out. Okay. Cons? Probably making time. Yeah, that's probably it. Because days are unpredictable. And shit could just happen. Like, that's why I mostly, like, record over the weekends. Or days where I'm not busy. Okay, next question. After listening to Gone Wild audio, have you gotten any new kinks? I mean, I've always had a daddy kink, but GWA just enhanced that kink. So I'm like even more daddy AF. Okay, I love my daddies. Okay, that. Okay, do you like the sound of your voice? I do, but when I was first making audios, I didn't really like it because I was recording off my computer and not using a microphone. Now I have one and I sound better than ever. Okay, which kind of audio is your favorite? Oh god, that is hard. I mean, some days it's different. Some days I like audios with guys with accents. Sometimes I like vanilla, sometimes I like rough. So really it's unpredictable, but mostly mostly it's just like, what is it mostly? I'm just gonna not answer that one. Do you have any regrets about clips you've made? honestly. I don't think so. My recent one, I'm pretty sure. I didn't do the other part to it. I didn't even finish the audio. Because I don't remember why. But I just didn't finish making it. That's why I put a part one. And I'm probably not going to make a part two. So, I don't really have any regrets. Except for, like, leaving you guys hanging and not finishing it. Okay, my face is like getting really hot. Okay, do you have oh my gosh, okay, do you have a Gone Wild audio crush? I do. Oh my gosh, I do. If you are listening to this, you probably know who you are. So, okay. I'm hearing myself right now. It probably sounds like I'm crying, but I'm not. I'm just like smiling and laughing because I'm so embarrassed. When I'm just like really happy. Okay. Explain yourself. Would you have sex while a porno is being played? I would. That was a very quick and short answer, but I would. Okay. What is the most embarrassing / funny sexual? Okay, I'm skipping that one. Sorry. Okay, because the only reason why is because I don't really have an answer for that. Okay. If lying is wrong, are white lies okay? I mean, they aren't wrong. Well, depending on what you're lying about. Yeah. Depending on what you're lying about. I mean, white lies are like minor. And lies are just lies. I mean, just straight out lies. Depending on, like I said before, depending on what you're lying about. But lying, I mean, isn't wrong unless it's for the right reason. Would you prefer to watch others have sex or have others watch you have sex? Oh, okay. I would rather have other people watch me have sex because that's just exciting. And I would be, no, I would get off faster knowing that people are watching me. Okay. I probably say okay a lot. I mean, I'm sorry. What's the weirdest way you've ever gotten yourself off? Okay. So, this happened today. And I didn't bring my toy with me, because I'm sleeping over somebody's house, but I didn't bring my toy with me, and, I had to use a banana, and, what's that stuff called? I wrapped it in, what did I wrap it in? I want to say, saran wrap. Yeah, that's what I wrapped it in. I wrapped it in saran wrap, and I fucked myself with it. I mean, the banana didn't really last long. It got pretty squishy after a while. What is the fastest way to get you to come? By rubbing my clit. Pretty much. I mean, it takes me a while to come with penetration, but by clit, I'm pretty sure I'll come way faster with my clit. I mean, not like fast, like 20 seconds, no, probably like a couple of minutes or so. What is something about someone that can instantly turn you off? Ooh. This is gonna sound like really, this is gonna sound, okay, maybe, gosh, I'm stuck. Okay. Like I said before, I think I said this before. I'm not sure. A person's feet. Probably that could, like, really turn me off. I mean, even though I don't have a foot fetish, I mean, feet are attractive in some degree. I mean, I'm not like, oh my gosh, I love that person's feet. I just want to suck on it and just, ugh. No, that's not it. I mean, it's nice to see that a person has nice feet. But if their feet are very ugly, no, and I think that's it. I don't have any more. Favorite place to come or have someone come on you? I mean, to have somebody come on me, I would probably say a public place. Or just like anywhere private. Or maybe a bedroom. Oh my gosh. That's and I like to come on a dick or somebody's face. I mean, it doesn't really matter. As long as I get to come, because I don't like edging, I really don't. Okay. What music would you like to have playing while you're having sex? Probably like R&B, because that has like a lot of bump and grind music. Bump and grind. Oh gosh. Yeah, probably like R&B, or just like really soft music. Yep. Do you think that love equals sex? Do they go hand in hand? Yes, I think it does. Yeah. I mean, oh gosh, okay, so, sometimes it does, but sometimes people just want to fuck. And I mean, if you wanna fuck, I mean, to me that doesn't really equal to love unless you like are unless I'm in a relationship with you and you're like rough and you say, oh, I want just wanna fuck. I mean, it could equal different stuff. So I don't really know. I mean, it could. What do you prefer to be called? I like to be called Kitten. Oh, that just sounds so adorable. Or baby girl. Or I'd just like to be called. No, that's pretty much it. Kitten or baby girl or princess. I like that. Are you more of a moaner, screamer, grunter, growler, or silent? I'm more like probably like silent or moaner. Silent because when I was younger, I used to masturbate a lot, and I would have to be very quiet because I know that my parents are they had like a bedroom next to me, so I had to be very, very quiet. And so, like, mostly when I masturbate or I'm having sex, I usually have like facial expressions, but a couple of times I'll moan. But now I moan a lot. What's the worst time you've been turned on? Probably when I know that people are waiting on me, or if I'm like around a lot of people. And that has happened before, where I'm like around a lot of people and I'm like, oh my God, all I need to do is just rub myself to get myself off, but I can't because all these people. Yeah, I get bashful a lot. So, what's your most extreme fetish? I don't have one. I don't. What's one thing you're embarrassed to admit you'd like to try in bed? I mean, I'm pretty much an outspoken person, so there isn't really anything I'd like to admit. I'd probably just say it. Preferences. If answer is no, then would you? Do you consider hair pulling sexy? Yes. Yeah, I do. On me, I do. But like, if you're pulling my hair in the wrong spots, it's gonna hurt, and I'm probably gonna tell you to stop because it hurts. Yeah, okay. Do you enjoy bondage? I mean, depending on which type, if it's like full on bondage, then no. Because I like being in somewhat control. But I like being submissive too. Are you into playing with hot wax? No. No, no, no. I'm not into playing with hot wax. When I was younger, I would, like, burn out. I mean, I would blow out the candle. And then, like, when it's cooled off a bit, I'd stick my finger in there. But that's... that's the only thing I do with candle wax or hot wax. I'm not gonna pour that over my body because that would hurt, and I don't like getting hurt during sex. Have you ever been with someone older? Yeah, I have. Would you ever kiss someone of the same sex? Hell yes. And I have. Have you ever tried anal? Like I said, I don't like anal and it hurts. But I mean, the closest I've got to doing anal is like sticking like half my index finger in my ass, and I could not do it, and it hurt. And I mean, if a guy tried to stick his dick in my ass, I'd probably slap the hell out of him. I mean, without my consent. Because that shit hurts. Okay, have you ever been double penetrated? No. Have you ever had sex in public? I haven't. But I would like to try. Do you like being handled roughly? I do. In some degree, I do. But if you're, like, pushing me around and, like, being really, really rough with me, I'm not gonna like that. I'm not, because, like I said before, I like being in control most of the time. I mean, I can be submissive, but, like, with a little bit control. But if I'm, like, not in control at all, I won't be happy. And I'll just, like, freak out. Are you verbal in bed? Yes, I am verbal in bed. Bread? Bed. I am verbal in bed. Because if I'm not, stuff could happen. And I would just be still there in bed, moaning my head off, not paying attention. Do you like receiving pain or giving it? I like giving it because, like I said a couple of times in this recording, I like being in control. And yeah. What is your favorite item for spanking? Well, for me, I like using my hands or someone using their hands on me. I don't like using objects because I don't like getting hurt. Okay, here's another one. Random things I just want to know. What's the worst porn you've ever watched? Oh, God. There's two. I've watched Two Girls, One Cup, and that is fucking horrible. Do not ever. Oh, that is horrible. And this is so embarrassing. I have watched dog porn. It's disgusting. I mean, like, human with dog. Like, the girl was actually, like, sucking the dog's dick. Oh, God. What's the weirdest fetish you've ever heard of? I can't think of one on top of my head. Oh yeah, I've had, I don't know if this is a fetish, but like when women or like men are sucking a dick, like they throw up. They just gag and then they throw up and then they keep sucking the dick. And I'm just like, okay, I'm clicking out of this. There was like a whole section of it on this porn website I was on, and I did not like it. I did not like it one bit. If you became a person of the opposite sex for a day, what would you do? Well, I'm going to do the obvious and fuck everything I see in sight. Or like jack off a lot. I would jack off a lot. And I would just like fucking, what would I do? What do you call it when like the guys like spin their dick around in like a circle? I would do that. I mean, if you know what it is, please tell me, because I would do that 100%. What do you wish you had invented? I wish. Oh gosh. I wish I invented like a slang term. What? A slang term? I don't know if I'm putting that in like the right context. Or a hairstyle. Okay. I'm skipping that one. Okay. I'm sorry I'm saying okay a lot. I'm just Do you have any scars? I do have scars, actually. I have one on my leg. I don't remember why. And I have one on my wrist, but it's only one and it's tiny. And I have one on my ankle, and it's probably like an inch long. There's like a whole story to that incident, but yeah. What's your most used phrase? I mean, I probably do have a lot of phrases I use, but I don't know. I call my friends names and they call me names too because I mean, they do call me names. I mean, I guess they are phrases. No, they're not. They're not phrases. They. Okay. I do call them names and they do call me names, so. I mean, that could be used as a phrase. When did you laugh last so much it hurt? Remember. It's weird. I don't remember. It had to be recently because I laugh a lot. How do you feel about aliens and ghosts, real or not? I mean, until I see one, like actually see it, then I'll think it's real. Like, even if it's one, if I see like one fucking ghost, I'ma just be like, yep, all supernatural things are real because I just saw a fucking ghost and I know ghosts aren't real, so I must be freaking the fuck out. But as of now, no, I don't think they're real. That would just be like weird if like a ghost came and attacked me. After I said that, okay. Thank you guys for listening. It's been very fun answering this questionnaire, and it probably took forever seeing that it's almost 32 minutes. So I'll see you guys later. Thank you.